Alrighty, guys. Today we are joined by Casey Hollins, Manager of Communications and Public Relations. Good morning, Casey. How's it going?
Good morning. It is going great. I'm so excited for spring and looking out my window. I wish more and more that I was outside. So it's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. And here we are, season two of Good News Fredericksburg. Can you believe that we started on Zoom to Facebook Live last year, about a year ago?
I know. And hopefully we'll all be starting to get together in person again soon, hopefully. So I'm glad that you had this method of doing this podcast, and hopefully it's been really successful for the chamber and the chamber members. So we're excited to be a part of it.
Yes, we're very excited to have you guys a part of it as well. And we appreciate all the support that you guys have given us. Now, Casey, every episode we like to start off with letting our listeners know a little bit more about you and our guest. So if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at REC.
Sure. So I have been with Rappahannock Electric for almost 13 years, and it's been the most incredible opportunity that I've ever been given. And I really feel grateful to be able to work at such a wonderful company. So I started out as our communications specialist, which was just, I think, the best way to start at REC, because I was able to really go out in the field and see and observe and meet with employees from all over the company and see things that I never expected to see, like our linemen, you know, pulling poles up a mountain, or, you know, ice storms, working in the middle of a major weather event like that. And it was really exciting, and I was able to learn a lot and to really gain a really strong appreciation for the work that everybody here does. And over time, I had the opportunity to move up in the department. And, you know, I would say that communications and public relations is, you know, where I fit best. I really love the work that we get to do. I think we get to do a lot of the, you know, the fun things like planning community events and, you know, doing volunteer projects out in our communities, or sponsoring and donating to organizations in need, in addition to making videos and podcasts and just, you know, all the stuff. So I was promoted to Director of Communications and PR, and then recently promoted to Manager Communications and PR. So it's been a blessing, and, you know, I look forward to the future.
Awesome, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about why community relations and community involvement is so important to REC. Every episode, it comes up, no matter who we're talking to, no matter which position at REC, it comes up. So why is that so important to REC?
You know, co-ops are based on 7 cooperative principles, and one of those cooperative principles is caring community. And at REC, we take that very seriously. And we also take it so seriously that we have 4 core values: caring, service, integrity, and respect. And the employees that come to work at REC, we're your neighbors, we're your friends, we're right here in the local communities with you. And so the things that our members are experiencing, the things that are important to them, the organizations, the way that they want to give back, are the exact same things that we want to do to support our community. So we just really value being more than just the company that delivers electricity. We value being a part of the local community. And we are, you know, very fortunate to have such a major footprint across 4,000 square miles, 22 counties, over 170,000 meters. And that, you know, gives us a really powerful ability to make a difference. And we don't take that lightly. So we do everything that we can to make sure that our members know that we're, you know, here for them beyond just providing their electric service.
Right. And it definitely translates very well through press releases and your social media and what you guys are doing. It's incredible. Not only are you here for your members, but you're here for the community. And that's a big thing within your core values at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. And seeing you guys pour into our community, I don't know what time you guys have on your hands, but you guys do a lot. It's incredible the different ways and the different industries that you guys dive into when you're pouring into the community? And this is a very loaded question, so it's going to have a loaded answer, but tell us a little about all the ways REC gives back here locally.
Sure. So I'll just start by saying that outside of a year like 2020, where we had this pandemic that kind of, you know, changed everything that we normally do, in a normal year, we are participating in 300 to 400 events across our service territory. And those might be events that we are coordinating, or it might be our involvement and support for events that other organizations are coordinating and hosting for their community. And that really helps us to have, you know, face time with our members, and for our members to be able to approach us and ask questions that they may not have had an opportunity to ask before, or for us to demonstrate, you know, new technologies or programs and services that we have available. And beyond that, you know, we have numerous programs that are in place in within the co-op for members to join us in giving back to the community. One of those is the Power of Change. And so we have over 27,000 members who round up their electric bill or make a donation through their electric bill. And then twice a year, we give funds back to organizations, nonprofit charitable organizations in our communities. This past March, we just awarded $72,000 in funds to 14 organizations. And then in 2020, we awarded over $180,000 to 26 organizations. So it's a really great way for us to, you know, you might have seen our tagline, "We are REC," and this is just one example. We don't mean that in terms of just the employees that work here. We mean that in regards to the members that we serve. We're all in this together. Some other things that we do are scholarships. So we award $20,000 in scholarships to college students, students graduating from high school, and students who are in trade school, because we recognize the value of all of those opportunities. And we award additional grants, $20,000 in additional grants to other community organizations. And then our employees are, you know, they take it a step further. We have a couple of different ways that they give back. One, which is incredibly important and really has a significant amount of engagement right here in the Fredericksburg community, is the United Way. And we're, REC has been a pace setter for years. And so we have annual event where our employees are making additional donations and then, you know, committing to the year for their commitment. And so this past year in 2020, we donated $40,000 to the United Way. And then our employees back in the 90s, they formed an organization called Project Big Heart. And that's an employee volunteer organization. We have one at all of our offices, and that's where employees organize events to raise funds and then donate funds when requests come in throughout the year. And so in 2020, our employees donated over $60,000 through Project Big Heart. So we definitely keep ourselves busy, but we absolutely love every minute of all of those programs and activities that we do.
Wow. It is easy to see that any employee with REC definitely has a big yellow heart for this community.
Yes. Yes. Those yellow is our trademark color.
It's so nice to see that and hear that there's purpose. And as a member of REC, like, it's nice to know that some of my money every month is going towards giving back. So you're just adding purpose in areas that people may not have thought about fulfilling a purpose in. So thank you to REC for all that you do, sponsoring this series for season 2. It's incredible. Look at where we started to where we are now, literally started in our closets. So we're so excited to have this conversation with you and connect and just talk about all that you guys are doing. And thank you for being the storyteller for REC and getting that out to our community.
Absolutely. Yes, we take great pride in telling our members stories and stories about the work that our employees are doing. So being a part of your podcast is just a great way for us to continue to connect and engage with others. So hopefully if there's any REC members who have been listening and maybe we don't know about something that they're doing or some way that REC has helped to power their, you know, mission or vision or, you know, whatever, their small business, they can reach out to us and let us know, and we would be honored to help tell their stories and are really honored to be able to do that through this podcast as well. So thank you for the opportunity. And I have enjoyed watching all of the interviews with our leadership and other representatives. So you guys have done a great job.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Casey, it's been a joy to do it.
Good.
Well, Casey, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it.